in a little while from now. If I'm not feeling any less sour, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby tower. I'm climbing to the top to throw myself off in an effort to make it clearer to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church with people saying, "My God, that stuff, she stood him up. No point in us remaining. We may as well go home," as I did on my own, alone again. Naturally.
To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to the wooden dune the was about to play. And as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into doubt. Talk about God and His mercy. Oh, if He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally.
Seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended.
What do we do?
What do we do?
Looking back over the years, whatever else that appears, I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide my fears.
At 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she'd ever loved had been taken, leaving her to starve. With a heart so badly broken,
despite encouragement from me,
no words were ever spoken. And when she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally. Alone again, naturally.